Sweet Magnolia Flower is just a really, it's an emotional song, but it's just got so many different elements to it. Can you just speak about the creative process behind it and how it all came about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm really proud of all my songs, but that one in particular is a standout from this record for me on a personal level, just because, you know, it's one of those ones that really just came, like, in a few seconds. You know, I woke up in the morning and the song was done and a few minutes later, and it's one of those songs that I had gone through a little bit of a, you know, a thing with a woman at the time, and you know, the song is really just the way that I thought it in my head, and it translated right onto paper exactly the way that it was, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a complete stream of consciousness thought. I woke up and that is what I was thinking and feeling, and then the song was done a few minutes later. And it's so you know, sparse and intimate that I really wanted to keep it that way when we recorded it, which is why it's just me live singing it and Jesse Green playing strings. And when we recorded that one, we wanted to I wanted to the vocal to sound incredibly intimate, like I was laying in bed, you know, like sort of whispering it in your ear. And we recorded it with like 20 vocal mics all around, like one pointed in my chest, one on my back, you know, one in my head, just to get every little sort of reverberation that we could, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty proud of that one. People have, like, have heard it. It really sort of makes people take a little step back, which is cool, you know. Because it could, because, you know, the job of sort of any song is to get your feeling across to the listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.